definitely wanted something that basically clean, that doesn't have like all those harsh chemicals in it. So I made sure I picked, you know, products that have formulations that I, you know, I would use. And I definitely want other people to be able to use that don't cause harm to their skin.
Right.
So that's what I look for. And that's what I did all my research on to make sure I understood.
Welcome to the Friends in Beauty Podcast, a safe space for ambitious beauty industry creatives to have real talk, get real answers, and practical tools to grow their businesses. My name is Aquia Robinson, and I'm a makeup artist, beauty educator, and the creator of Friends in Beauty. I created Friends in Beauty to support like-minded creatives just like you on their quest to connect, network, and build genuine relationships within the beauty community. Join me every week as me and my special guests reveal the keys to success and longevity in the beauty industry, and most importantly, have fun while doing it. You ready? Hey, what's up? It's your best friend in beauty, Aquia Robinson. Welcome back to another episode of the Friends in Beauty Podcast. I am so happy to have you here with me, and I hope you're listening to this episode in high spirits and in good health. If you are a friend in beauty, I welcome you to join the Friends in Beauty Facebook community. If you're looking for a community of like-minded, ambitious friends in beauty to virtually connect with, network, and share resources, then click the link down below in the show description to join the Friends in Beauty Facebook community, and I'll be there to welcome you with open arms. Also, follow Friends in Beauty on all social media platforms at Friends in Beauty. What I like to do is something called the Friends in Beauty Friday feature, where every Friday I spotlight a different friend in beauty and their accomplishments. So no matter how big or small you think it is, I want to shout you out. I want to send you some good vibes. Okay, so all you have to do is use the hashtag FIB Friday feature and tag Friends in Beauty on something that you have accomplished, something that you're proud of, and I'll share it with the community. Additionally, the Friends in Beauty podcast is available on several platforms. We're on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Google, YouTube, you name it, we are there. And whatever platform you are listening from right now, I just want to say thank you and express my gratitude for you tuning into the Friends in Beauty podcast. I really, truly appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. And I would appreciate it even further if you took the time to leave a 5-star rating, a review, a comment, a like, a share, a subscribe on YouTube, okay, to let me know what you feel about the Friends in Beauty podcast. Now, in this episode of the Friends in Beauty podcast, I welcome the CEO of Cetrelle Beauty, Nicole Wright, to the Friends in Beauty guest chair. A wife, a mom, and now an entrepreneur, Nicole Wright created Cetrelle, a beauty brand where you'll find exclusive products that will inspire creativity and expression. Named after her two sons, Samuel and Dontrell, she aimed to create a company that not only inspires creativity and self-expression, but one that also has a conscience. Cetrelle Beauty is cruelty-free, vegan-friendly, and inclusive to all skin tones. I had such a great time chatting with Nicole, learning all about her entrepreneurial journey with Cetrelle Beauty, what inspired her to create the brand, the process for creating the brand, and all of the things that keeps her inspired and uplifted to keep moving. So without further ado, let's go ahead and jump into this amazing interview with Nicole Wright. Enjoy. So welcome to the Friends in Beauty podcast, Nicole.
Thank you for having me.
I'm so excited to learn more about Cetrelle Beauty, about how you arrived, where you are now, this entrepreneurship journey. But before we get started, I always do my icebreakers with my guests just to warm us up and for the Friends in Beauty community to get to know you outside of what you do for your brand.
Okay.
All right. So the first one is just give us 3 random facts about you.
Other random facts. Well, I'm married, have 2 kids, and just basically enjoy, you know, try to, I don't want to say take risks, but just try to do different things out of the ordinary. Just get out of my, I guess my normal zone, just try to do something different.
Yeah.
And definitely love to relax. It's really just try to relax.
I love that. What does self-care look like for you?
Self-care? I mean, for me personally, just really just sit back and just do nothing. Because I'm constantly on a computer every day. Mm-hmm. For the most part, so really just try to just sit back, relax, and just try to take everything in perspective. That's what kind of I do for myself, to try to make sure my mind is right.
Yeah.
Make sure I just know I can step away for a little bit and just try to recharge.
I love that. I love spending alone time. Like, I'm very different in that aspect. Like, I like being by myself, just being quiet and everything. So I had these things called pod decks. One is a would you rather, and then the other one is what the heck. It's like random questions.
I haven't played that before.
Which one do you want?
Let's try what the heck.
What the heck? The last what the heck was like, how many chickens would it take to kill an elephant or something? Something crazy like that. Weird stuff. All right, let's see. What the heck? Okay, this is not bad. What's the grossest thing you've ever seen someone do in public?
You said think about that one.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one. What a nasty thing I've already seen. I mean, just people not washing their hands. I feel like that's the nastiest thing for me.
Yes, and I see that more often than not. It's so sad. That's why when, like, I guess the coronavirus stuff happened and they were like, you should wash your hands. Everybody should be washing their hands. I'm like, isn't everybody washing their hands already? It's like,
that shit already been done. So I'll look
at some people don't wash their hands. So that is very gross. What do people always tell you that you're good at?
Well, I'm good at, I mean, most people tell me I'm good at organizing. So I just try to make sure I keep everything organized in one place. I'm just kind of a stickler like that. Mm-hmm. I can't go around and be like, okay, where are my keys? Where I thought, like, no, I know where I put them at here. And if somebody moves them, we should put it back where you found it. So I'm just
Okay. And when's the last time that you did something for the first time?
Probably going on a fishing vacation last week. It's been a while.
You said a fishing vacation?
An official vacation.
Oh, official.
Yeah, it's been a while. So because I do a lot with my boys, it's more of their activities. So actually mm-hmm. going on vacation. We just came back from vacation from last week. So
yeah.
Actually done that in a while.
Okay. All right.
With the sports, it's kind of hard to do it.
Yeah. I know about that life. These are my sister's children, not mine. If you weren't operating Satrell Beauty right now, what else could you see yourself doing?
I wasn't operating Satrell Beauty. For me, I never really thought about that, you know. That's what I see myself doing. I mean, probably just try to, for me personally, try to do more volunteer work outside of things. So there's really, I mean, I do like to still do something, but yeah, even if it's just volunteering, going to help out anybody, that's what I probably see myself doing more of.
Okay. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing. That is the end of the icebreakers. So I would love to just hop in and just learn more about Nicole. Like, who is Nicole outside of Satrell Beauty? Tell us a little bit about you.
So me, basically, I'm more of an introvert for one. I like to just be more to myself. I'm not as sociable as most people are. So, but that's one thing about me. I'm helpful of others. I mean, I try to help out wherever I can. So I'm definitely that person you can lean on whenever. And then I'm also just mainly just that person where if you need somebody to lean on, I'm there too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's more of my personality. I do, I guess for me, I mean, yes, since I am an introvert, I like to keep more to myself and don't really like to just be out and about. And I know with being an entrepreneur and definitely being in the beauty business, I have to actually put myself more out there. Know who I am and know more about the brand. So really that's just getting me out of my comfort zone from that aspect.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely doing this podcast with you, just to really kind of open up more. So yeah. So just really doing that and just getting into it. So
okay. It's all a journey. We all gotta start somewhere. And then before you know it, you'll be like, I did 50 podcast interviews. Oh my goodness. Watch. Yeah. So where are you originally from?
I'm actually from Charleston, South Carolina.
So okay. Yeah. Born and raised. Are you still in South Carolina now?
No, I'm actually in Charlotte right now.
Nice. Okay. How did your journey in the beauty industry begin? Like, what piqued your interest?
What piqued my interest? I thought about this for years, and I eventually just finally said, okay, you know what? I'm going to go for it. But yeah, just the fact of just looking at all the products and everything out there and really just trying to see what they had to offer. I mean, I thought it was kind of fun just to get involved in the industry. I mean, I like makeup myself. I definitely love it. Like, love all the lip products the most out of all of them. But yeah, so just really just getting into the industry myself and just seeing what I can create and what I could produce out of it. I just thought it was fascinating. So just figuring out, like, getting involved and seeing, I think I make it. It is really more about expression. So being expressive and whatever you are in your day to day. I mean, you think about the colors that you pick. I'm quite sure there's more people who probably stick to nude shades, but then there's also some who love the bold shades as well. So I just like the fact of how you just have that expression and being able to show who you are and what kind of mood you're in. And just definitely dealing with like all the formulation and stuff and just understanding that. Yes, I'm not a chemist or anything, but just really working alongside somebody who can help out with that. That part of building like the products and stuff, creating those for me. So just really, I think that's just fun. And that's why I decided to get into the business. More for myself, definitely. I mean, I love being my own boss. It's kind of nice. Being a little control of something. And at the same time, I know when it comes to being an entrepreneur, yes, there's more that's on my shoulders because I'm the boss and I'm the one like, okay, I'm gonna take the hit for everything. So at the same time, I can go out there and be able to find people like who can help out and try to really make sure I don't go crazy in the process. So that's why I ask somebody doing like some social media stuff or help out with the product, you know, just get different hands involved so I won't go crazy and lose my mind.
Right, girl, I absolutely get it. What were you doing before you started Cetrell Beauty?
My background is mainly finance. So that's what I basically went to school for. Okay. So I did that. So just the fact of that's one thing that really helped, you know, with that, at least from a finance perspective. They really understand the money situation and just try to get involved in that. So just knowing that and what I know and I'm having to deal with from that aspect really helped me pursue the opportunity to really, okay, move forward with this. So that definitely helped. And it definitely my boys, I just want to show them that, yes, you can do whatever you want, you know, have something that you can call your own eventually along the way.
What was ultimately like the inspiration behind starting the brand? What year did you start?
Oh, I started like 3 years ago. Okay. So 17, that's when I officially started. Just like I said, it did take me a while to really move forward with it. Cause I mean, it's just me being in my head, like, okay, nobody's gonna want this, nobody's gonna care, you know. Because I mean, I'm not like a celebrity or anything, you know, I really have that backing. The inspiration definitely came from my boys. I mean, at the same time, the product is named behind them, Beauty. Because like the essay is for Samuel and then like the trail part, like Don Trail. So it's just like with my boy's name and they basically have a piece in that, in the business themselves. So just really being able to do something that I know I could definitely leave a legacy for them along the way, that's what really made me actually go more for it. So it's just the fact of, I just wanted to do something and just make sure I can provide something and leave something behind. And hopefully they'll carry it on.
I love that. Yes. Generational wealth is so important.
Yes.
So what was the process for developing the brand and why did you choose like nail polishes and lip gloss?
So the process, definitely did my research just to understand the business. I mean, I know it's saturated up, there's a lot going on in this industry. I decided to go into the beauty industry just more of for the being expressive, the creativity. So this really just try to call something my own and being able to see if I could build something that everybody could use, you know, no matter what shade you are and so forth. But I decided to do the nail polish with the lip glosses first. So those are the main things. I mean, I use nail polish all the time as well, and then the lip glosses the most. And I'm definitely looking forward to actually enhancing, like basically adding more products to the lines, like the liquid matte lips, the regular lipsticks, you know, the other cosmetics, you know, so forth. So I'm slowly getting there and starting to just see how I can build upon that and what's going to come on next.
Awesome. I love that. Who's your target audience? Like who is such a beauty like targeting as a consumer?
I mean, definitely female. So, I mean, I really go for anybody like 21 and up. So really just try to hit home from that aspect. So yeah, I don't try to make it anything in regards to, I mean, male, I mean, yes, I do have more women. And I definitely understand that there will be some males who be interested in it as well. So it's open for anybody to actually utilize my product. So, and it doesn't matter the race or anything. So just really just out there, just trying to attract any attention that I can and really provide a product that I know that they will love.
Yeah. So when you started developing the product, is this something that you're doing like private label? Or are you like mixing it up yourself?
Combination of both. So there's some stuff that I'm doing my own, and there's some stuff I'm using manufacturers in place. So really just even communicating with some of the chemists that I dealt with and help me understand of how to utilize, you know, like the formulations and stuff. Cause I mean, I definitely wanted something that was basically clean, that doesn't have like all those harsh chemicals in it. So that I made sure I picked, you know, products that have formulations that I, you know, I would use. And I definitely want other people to be able to use and don't cause harm to their skin.
Right.
So that's what I look for. And that's what I did all my research on, just to make sure I understood.
Got you. How hard is that process for like finding a chemist and somebody to like help develop the brand like that?
It's not easy. I mean, you think about it, you don't know who to trust really. So I mean, at the same time, yeah, I did have to pick somebody and just take their word for it. So, but it's been good so far. So I think I made the right decision.
Okay, good. How's business been? Like, how did your like launch, your official launch go and everything when you first came on the scene?
I mean, with the official launch I did 3 years ago, yeah, it was pretty slow. I mean, yeah, I didn't have like, you know, I don't have like the huge followings and nobody knows who I am. So yeah, so it did take a while to really build up to where I am right now. And it's still slowly progressing. And I know I'll eventually get there to a certain status of where I want to be. But yeah, so just definitely incorporate my friends' help, my family help, you know, just really try to get the word out so people know that I created this brand and just like I have these products out here that I'm offering. So it's been good so far. So, I mean, yeah, last year things took a hit. Yeah. so that did hurt. I mean, especially being a small business. But now this year, everything's starting to pick back up. So it's been good so far. So I didn't get discouraged last year. Just to be like, okay, you know what, I'm just gonna be done. Yes, it was tough, but at the same time, I just still try to figure out ways to make sure I can still keep my brand like in front of everybody. So just kept doing like social media posts and just saying like, yeah, basically I'm here still. So still offering everything that you guys like and so forth. So and I also did some trade shows as well. So that was so cool as well.
What kind of trade shows did you do?
Oh, I did I did some local trade shows here in Charlotte. I did one in Atlanta. That's probably what I did, yeah. And then one in South Carolina as well too.
Awesome. And that's exciting to be able to get in front of your customer like face to face.
Yes. Yeah. So it was interesting, even telling them about my brand. They trying to figure out who I was. And somebody asked me one time, they thought I was like, are you part of the Mac company? Are you doing like, no, I don't do anything with them. So totally brand new company.
That's cool. What's the most exciting thing that's happened so far for the brand?
I guess for me, being able to get featured in different magazine publications. So that's been good. Mm-hmm. To get that exposure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I have a team who helps me with that, all my publications and stuff. So it really just helped me do all the marketing.
Yeah.
Aspect. So yeah, so me getting that exposure has been great.
How'd you go about finding that team to help you out? Like, how'd you decide like to go with them?
Oh, because what they were offering was pretty good compared to some of the other folks that I was communicating with. So I thought that would be a great team to actually work with when I was looking around to see who could help me out with all my marketing and everything.
Gotcha.
And they came back with the great, you know, information in regards to how they can help me, you know, succeed in this business and help, and how they can help me along, basically.
Okay, I love that.
So that's what
I love that, because I know that's one thing a lot of people in this industry are starting to look for, like people to like PR, pretty much PR yeah. people and everything like that. Yeah. What kind of challenges did you face in the beginning, like when you were trying to get things up and running for the brand?
Some challenges. For me personally, just really the challenges I was dealing with is just more of worrying about what other people think about my brand. Mm-hmm. One thing in the beginning, I know I was really just like, I don't know if I should even move forward with it. So, because that was really was holding me back. So that was some of the challenges, like one of the main challenges I was having, just more of me being in my head.
How'd you get over that?
How I got over it, just family and friends definitely, because they kept encouraging me. So at least I had them behind me to say, no, just keep moving forward. And then at the same time, even though they're telling me that, I know I had to get thinking myself, like, yes. Nope, they're right. I need to keep moving forward, you know, and don't worry about what other people are saying. Because I mean, everybody's going to talk no matter what. So, right. And I don't expect everybody to like my product, but I know there are people who will. So just have to just keep moving forward.
What do those challenges look like now versus the ones that you had when you first started?
It's not as bad as I thought it's going to be. So far I've got good reception of my product. So people who bought my product, even people who even sampled it, you know, when I'm at the trade show, they like what they were testing out. So they like them. So mm-hmm. And it's good to get complimented on that.
Yes. So since you're on this new journey, like what are some of your pros and cons of entrepreneurship?
I would say a definite pro, I would say, just definitely having my circle behind me. So that's definitely a pro, because if I didn't have anybody behind me, I still wouldn't go through it. You know, just somebody encouraging me, just keep moving forward, just go for it. So that's a pro right there. Definitely some of the cons, yeah, I know it's a saturated market. So I'm really trying to get myself more out there. And I mean, being on social media, it's kind of hard to really build, even though I'm steadily growing, try to really build that following, because everything just gets swallowed with everything that's out there. So that's definitely a con in regards to trying to promote my business and really get it out there to people. So, yeah. So that's still, for me, a struggle, but I know I'm slowly getting that reception. People are actually responding to what I post and really getting to know who I am, mm-hmm. what my brand is. So.
That's cool. You gotta show yourself more. You gotta tell your story behind the brand, do some lives and all of that stuff.
Yeah, so that's something else I challenged myself to share too. I know I need to do more of that.
Watch how things start to change when people are able to like relate to you and everything. You got it. How does your finance background help you in your business?
Help me tremendously in regards to understanding, you know, like what I'm dealing with. Because, you know, when it comes to building like a business plan to help out with that process, see how the finances are and see, like, you know, my the sales, dealing with the return on investment, you know, all that type of stuff. So
yeah.
So just really understanding that, I mean, having that finance background helped me truly to understand more of what I'm dealing with versus me having to go out and hire somebody to be like, okay, help me understand what the heck this is. So that's one advantage I do have in regards to that part.
I love that. Because that's one of the areas that people really neglect a lot of times when they're, they don't know their numbers when it comes to business. So that is so important. Absolutely. So how do you balance being a mom, a wife, a businesswoman? Like, how do you do it?
Ooh, in the beginning, it was challenging, but I figured it out. So I mean, yeah, just make sure I got myself organized, make sure I definitely make time for my family. So I just don't want to make it seem like I'm just like so focused. Yes, I want to get my business going and get it to where whatever I need. And I always, even once I do get it to where I know it's going to be, I still have to keep doing things. But at the same time, I know I can't really just rely on, like, just focus on my business 100% of the time. So I have to, like, step aside and be like, okay, now let me hang out with my family and do things with them. And I definitely did that last week when we were on vacation. Like,
yeah.
Even though I was tempted, like, nope, 100% focused on my family. Let's go out and do this, do that.
Because you become a slave to the laptop, man.
And I didn't take my laptop either. That was good. I left it home.
I might have to try that because this thing is glued to me. Oh my goodness.
Sure, I was tempted. Like, no wonder it's good. I mean, bad enough I have my phone. I can even get in that. But yeah.
Do you have any other business ventures that you're involved in right now?
Not right now. I mean, I know I'm doing the cosmetic side right now. And once I get that where I want it to be, I'm definitely considering doing like the skincare. And my boys, they've been talking about doing like a sports line. I'm like, okay, so we can consider that.
How old are they?
My oldest is 17, and my youngest is 12. So yeah.
That would be so nice, a sports line for young boys.
Yeah.
That would be dope. Yes.
Yeah,
so what's next for Cetrell Beauty?
What's next for Cetrell Beauty? Definitely just expanding on the product line. Yeah, because I currently have like the lip glosses, nail polishes, and lip scrubs, but definitely gonna add some of the traditional lipstick and a liquid lipsticks as well. And then also some other cosmetic products to go along with it. So definitely looking to add those to the line in the future. So that'll be coming soon.
Okay, awesome. What are you working on your legacy to be like when this is all like said and done? What kind of impact would you have wanting to leave in the beauty space?
Oh, I mean, definitely when it comes down to it, I want to be like a household name. So that's my goal is to really know that, yes, Cetrell Beauty is a brand that's out here that's really making waves and, you know, just really out here offering a product that's very authentic. And not just try to just throw anything out there for the public to buy. And basically, I just want to offer something that I know, like, if I use it, I want everybody else to be able to use it. I don't want to put something out there that I know nobody else would use, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's why I definitely look for formulations that be, you know, not cruel to your skin. I mean, everything has chemicals in it, so there's nothing ever chemical-free, but just mm-hmm. not too harsh that'll harm your skin anyway. So that's the impact I want to leave and make sure that, you know, down the road, I'll be like one of those beauty brands that you'll be talking about in the future for years to come. But that's my end goal.
It's so important because I'm seeing so many brands trying to move towards like more like that clean beauty. And I forgot what company it was recently. I saw a headline that they had like pulled stuff off the shelf because it had so many like cancer causing agents in it and stuff like that. So definitely, I mean, it's a lot of people who are conscious about the stuff that they put on their skin or, you know, in their body, but I feel like it's like a new wave coming where people are even more like their awareness is even more heightened and they're going to be looking for, you know, clean products and stuff like that. And it's clean products that work and look good and, you know, cute, you know.
Yes,
definitely. Thank you so much for sharing with us today. Like, before you go, I have to ask you the Friends in Beauty rapid fire questions. So whatever comes to your mind first, just, you know, spit it out.
Okay.
All right. So what are the top three keys to your success so far?
Top three keys? Definitely just researching. Staying abreast of everything that's happening around me, and definitely don't be afraid to change.
I love that. Yes. Research.
Yes.
Don't be afraid of change and just being aware of what's like going on around you.
Yes.
I love that. How do you measure your success?
So I measure my success. I kind of I mean, I do look at how other people are working and just see their work ethic. But I know for me personally, my work ethic, I do try to make sure everything that I make is, I want to say like top of the line. I want the best to go on the shelf. I don't want something just mediocre. Mm-hmm. So I will make sure everything looks the way or is done the way that it should be before I ever put it out on the market.
Got you.
I'm a stickler for that.
What's the best advice you've ever received?
The best advice I've ever received was just never give up.
Simple. Yeah.
Never give up.
Yes. What advice would you give to someone who's just ready to give up on their dreams of, I guess, starting a beauty brand?
Just ready. I'll definitely tell them always do your research, understand what you're getting into. And don't be afraid to put anything out that that could be part of the mix of any of this industry, I would say, and just ignore all the naysayers.
What's a resource that's helped you in your business that you can share with the Friends and Beauty community?
So the resource, I mean, to me personally, that helped with the beauty or just even starting my own business, I'm definitely having support. So having that support system, mm-hmm. that really kept me going. So really just, that'd be my main resource, my support system. And definitely just working with other entrepreneurs, getting their understanding of how to move forward with being, just having any type of business really.
Right.
So when it comes down to it, I mean, it doesn't matter whether you're in hospitality, you know, finance, whatever kind of business you have. I mean, it's always about you just making sure that you, yes, to stay focused. Say focus on what you're doing and never just go off task.
Yes. And the last one, I want you to fill in the blank and say, my name is blank. And the key to longevity and success is whatever you think it is.
My name is Nicole Wright. And the key to longevity is being open-minded.
Oh yes, being open-minded. Yes, I love that. I think that's a new one, being open-minded. Expand on that, because I think that's the first time I heard that one.
When it comes to that, open-minded is never being afraid to take risks. So that's how I look at it. So don't be afraid to just add something new. Just because something just norm, you don't, it's okay to go out, like step outside the box and just do something different.
I love that. So before you go, share all of your social media info and like website where people can check out your brand and purchase some lip gloss, some nail polish, lip scrub.
Yes. So everyone, you basically can go to my website at www.citrail.com to purchase any of my products. You can find me on social media, Facebook, Instagram, or Pinterest. My handle is at my Citrail brand.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Nicole, for sharing with us today.
Welcome. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to the Friends in Beauty podcast. Don't forget, sharing is caring. Share this episode with at least one friend in beauty and subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts so that other friends in beauty can find this show. Plus, we'd love to hear your feedback. Connect with us on all social media platforms at Friends in Beauty, hashtag Friends in Beauty to join the conversation, and join our Friends in Beauty Facebook community to stay connected. Talk to you soon.